RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Thursday morning at RCR means Perigo's perspective. Lindsay is with me. Lindsay, again, no mucking around. Budget day today. What do you make of it?
Yes, well, I'm not holding my breath for a full-on libertarian budget, but I will have something to say about the libertarians in America and Trump in my talk today. But yes, it is budget day. Thanks, Paul. Good morning. The clamoring communists will be out in force, enjoying the very freedoms they don't believe in and wish to destroy. I wish Nicola Willis and the coalition well in their effort to undo the damage of years of far-left Labour's relentless march toward bigger and bigger and more despotic government. And I hope that whatever measures are announced send a clear message of seriousness in that endeavour. I know that none of my cost-saving pipe dreams will be included, such as abolishing the Ministry of Miseducation and the Human Wrongs Commissariat, which is a shame. Disestablishing those two horrors would not only save money, it would go a long way toward eradicating the mind virus of wokeism, the pandemic of political correctness that is destroying our civilization. One ray of hope in education is the return of phonics as the way to learn reading. The ministry must have fought this tooth and nail, and there must be a question mark at the moment as to how many current teachers even know what it is. In America, Beijing Biden has politicized the justice system with a view to jailing his Republican opponent. He has stacked the judiciary with woke fascists. You'll remember his nominee for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown, now on the Supreme Court, who, in spite of being one, doesn't know what a woman is.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law and I decide.
Well,
so I'm not.
The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we are hearing about.
Now we have the case of Sarah Netburn, a current judge nominated by Beijing Biden for promotion, who has distinguished herself by sentencing a man who identifies as a woman, a man who raped a 17-year-old girl, to a woman's prison. At her confirmation hearing, Ted Cruz was unamused.
Senator Kennedy is right. This is not a judge's order. This is a political activist. By the way, the beginning of your order says, at birth, people are typically assigned a gender. I got to say, that would astonish a lot of Americans. A lot of Americans think you go to the hospital, a baby is born, and you congratulations, you have a little boy, a little girl. The assigned a gender, I know you went to Brown, but it sounds like it's in a college faculty lounge with no bearing on reality. The Bureau of Prison argued what I'm saying right now, that if you put this person in a female prison, there will be a risk of sexual assault to the women. And you know what you did? You said you didn't care about the women. I'm going to quote what you wrote. You wrote, quote, the Bureau of Prisons claim penological interest in protecting female prisoners from sexual violence and trauma. This interest is legitimate. That's kind of you to say. But there are no signs that petitioner is at risk of reoffending. The record is devoid of evidence of incidents of violence or assault during petitioner's incarceration when she was the perpetrator, only the victim. A theoretical risk of sexual assault by the prisoner without more cannot support the BOP's position. No evidence, theoretical. Have you dealt in what universe is someone who is a serial repeat child rapist not at a risk of reoffending?
Senator, as I do in every case.
Okay, I know you've been told to repeat the line, I follow the law. I asked a question. In what universe is someone who is a serial repeat child rapist not at risk of reoffending?
Sir, I looked at the facts that were before me in this case. All of the evidence, including the statements of every warden who had supervised this petitioner.
You also wrote, the BOP also posits that permitting petitioner to live among women will be traumatizing and possibly dangerous to them. This concern is overblown. I have to say, if I were the father of one of those women, and you decided that my daughter's cellmate was going to be a 6'2" man who over and over and over again committed violent sexual assault, I would say the entire justice system is absurd, and it is clear on your record your political ideology matters a heck of a lot more than the rights of those women that you endangered. I think you're a radical, and I think you have no business being a judge.
Note that the fake judge is a frykwacker. Another hallmark of female woke fascists, they have destroyed speech as much as they have free speech. We have to hope that the Trump landslide in November will be a case of too big to rig, since he is committed to ending woke fascism. One got the sense that it might indeed be too big to rig from his huge rally in New York's Bronx district, supposedly a Democrat fortress, represented by the odious woke fascist Occasional Cortex. Megyn Kelly picks up the story.
So Trump goes to the Bronx. AOC is publicly rejoicing at the massive storm we got yesterday morning here in the Northeast and in New York, where it was lightning and it was thunder and it was just a complete downpour. And she was saying God is good on Twitter. And then, like a phoenix, the sun rose from the ashes, the clouds parted, the rain stopped, and all the people crowded in the Bronx, New York, to see Donald Trump. Then she had the nerve, AOC, to say, well, I can't wait to hear from my fellow Bronxites about how they really feel about Donald Trump. And here is some of that, SOT 44.
Did you ever expect Donald Trump to come to the South?
Not really. No, never. Nobody else, I think, had done this. I think it's a good thing.
I think I definitely am surprised. I don't think I would have expected him to come to the Bronx. So
I didn't expect it, to be honest, right here at Crotona Park in the South Bronx. But us people, we love Trump.
I don't know of any president that's ever come to the Bronx. Period.
Yeah, did you ever expect him to come here?
No, not at all. Not at all. And I'm so excited.
No, we never expected him to come here. But it's not like they say, not everybody dislikes him. We love him here. We're glad he showed up.
So it wasn't a good day for AOC. And then when asked about her in particular, it went even more south. SOT 45.
AOC says if you're not a Democrat, you don't belong here in the Bronx. Right. What do you say?
I disagree with that.
I don't think she should be here in the Bronx. I actually don't know any Democrats living in the Bronx.
Look, AOC, look at the tremendous support for Mr. Donald J. Trump.
You need to tell her that she needs to stay out the Bronx because look at all the people around. Everybody's here for Trump.
I am a Democrat, and I belong here.
And who are you voting for?
Donald J. Trump.
Then Donald J. Trump went a-wooing libertarians at the Libertarian Party convention in Washington. It wasn't easy. Many libertarians haven't forgiven him for Wuhan lockdowns and mask and vaccine mandates. Undaunted by booing, he pressed his libertarian credentials.
We stand opposed to government tyranny in all of its many forms. We are opposed to a government that spies on political campaigns. I wonder who that might be. Like they did on me, spies on the American people, censors us, and crushes the rights of its own citizens, which the Biden administration does. We want government out of our business, out of our wallets, and out of our lives. That's what we want. We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse. We believe that the job of the United States military is not to wage endless regime change wars around the globe, senseless wars. The job of the United States military is to defend America from attack and invasion here at home. We believe that property rights are fundamental to a free society and that Joe Biden's rampant inflation is a monstrous theft from the American people. It's a theft. We believe that the greatest threat to our country is not from enemies abroad. It's the tyrants, communists, fascists, and thugs attacking our rights and liberties from within. And above all else, we live by the words of the great American patriot, Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. Our rights and freedoms have never been more in danger than they are right now. That is why I have come to extend a hand of friendship to ask for your partnership to defeat communism, defeat Marxism, and defeat crooked Joe Biden, who is destroying our country. He's destroying our country. We can be libertarian or anything else. This man is destroying our country.
Then came the kicker.
So what is the purpose of the Libertarian Party getting 3%? What is the reason to take a chance of having this horrible president destroy our country, which he will do in far less than 4 years? It's not going to take 4 years. That is why I'm committing to you tonight that I will put a libertarian in my cabinet and also libertarians in senior posts.
Again, huge. Libertarians in the cabinet, no more swamp creatures. Rand Paul for health secretary to go after filthy Fauci. Trump's second presidency should be even more remarkable than his first, precisely because he now knows, as neither he nor we did before, just how vast and vile the deep state is. With that knowledge, he and every American of good faith can bring to fruition the concluding words of Christopher Rufo in his book, America's Cultural Revolution, How the Radical Left Conquered Everything. Namely, restore the mechanisms of democratic rule, reform the institutions that have compromised public life, and revive the principles of the Revolution of 1776. They can resecure the rights of the common citizen, allowing him to live as an equal, raise a family, participate in the Republic, and pursue the good, the true, and the beautiful.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.